Word on Today FM.
And so, Tech Thursday, Andy O'Donoghue is with us, and we're going to talk about travel tech. And Andy, you've got something for, well, this isn't for neither you nor me, but a lot of women like bringing things like hair dryers and hair straighteners, cordless ones. Tell us about one you've got here from GHD.
And this is ingenious, Matt. And it's true. You know, you get somewhere, you're going out to dinner. There's been an attack of the frizz on the plane from, you know, cold air or, you know, all the dry air and all that. The GHD unplugged cordless hair straightener. Seen it working. I'm taken by the fact that it's cordless. So this is battery powered. And there's a huge reduction in it. It's down to €234, which is still expensive. However, ingenious. So, 20 minutes of continuous styling it gives you, charges via USB-C from your laptop or a power bank, believe it or not. And it is a hair straightener, and it's also designed specifically to be flight safe. So you can put it in your carry-on luggage. So if you're just bringing a rucksack or even a big bag, tote bag on board, ideal. And the reviews for these, women absolutely adore them.
Sorry, so you're allowed to bring on board. You mean you could use it as a weapon, couldn't you? You heated it up to that.
I'm going to hold you hostage until you straighten your hair. Yeah. But, you know, it's really, and it's very neat, Matt. And I love the fact the USB charging is brilliant. So wherever you go in the world, you're not going to be worried about plugs and all those bits and pieces. So 20 minutes, it's going to get you set up for going out when you arrive even. So really nice addition to the bag.
Yeah, I just briefly tell a little travel story related to Alien had one of these products, a Dyson of some kind, expensive device. And in our luggage, one year coming home from holidays in a Dublin airport, only one of the two bags arrived on the carousel. And when Aileen said, well, it's your bag, I'm sure you can get it delivered tomorrow. But when I informed her that the Dyson was actually in my bag rather than hers, suddenly we had to hunt it down in the airport before leaving the airport. Yeah, go on. You have other things for us as well. You love our Sony noise cancelling headphones, don't you? I do.
There's a new pair of these out. So many of your listeners are interested in these. They often text you when we talk about them. The 1000 XM6s are out, and they're $399. They're expensive, really kind of anticipated launch, and they're better than the last version, but the XM5s are still brilliant. However, they are kind of the ultimate escape hatch for using on planes, and you can pretty effectively delete the drone of jet engines and crying babies and whatever else might stop you from having a snooze as you fly. And I would say 30 hours of battery life, so you're going to get, you know, if you're going to Australia, you'll get there. And really lightweight, foldable, lovely travel case. And there's a multi-point connection, which is clever, so you can connect them to multiple devices, so a phone and a laptop at the same time. They also, for flying, Matt, if you're transiting or you forget to charge them, there's a really great feature, this fast charge. You'll get 3 minutes of charge, will give you a couple of hours of listening time.
Only thing, drawback I will say with them is I found them fiddly and confusing to use with my phone. And I now actually use a pair of earbuds instead, much easier for phone connections and conversations.
I think I've had the same experience with bigger headphones on ear. And so I agree, whereas buds, you can just tap and you can manage them very easily. But if you're watching a movie or you're listening to a playlist, that's not going to bother you on the flight. But I would say if anyone's thinking of buying before you go away, check out the shops at the airport. If they have the XM5s, they've been reduced by well over €100 most places, and they're a great buy also.
Okay. A power bank is also something I think you should bring on holidays.
Absolutely, because you're never sure about whether you've packed the adapter for the phone charger or the laptop charger. So Anker, we often mention them. They've got a really big one. Yes, it's a dear one. It's about €170, €180. But it's the Anker Prime 27,000 milliamp one is tremendous. And it'll give you 250-watt multi-device fast charging. What that means is you can charge multiple laptops, even when you're on holiday. So you'll charge all the phones. You'll charge your family's devices with this.
And can it be all types of makes?
Absolutely. Yeah, all types of makes. And it then itself can be recharged in an hour. So you charge it at the airport before you get in the flight, that kind of thing. Two USB-C ports, one USB-A. It's really for, you know, digital nomads, or if you're going camping and you're in the caravan or you're in the tent, absolutely brilliant.
Okay. Something else that you have very interesting idea here is, because a lot of people, you're always looking for Wi-Fi when you're away. And then people pick up Wi-Fi in hotels and airports. And I wonder about the security of that.
You're right to wonder, and I'm very dubious. And people will talk about using VPNs. So I've been honestly, truly amazed by the number of people I know who've said to me, oh, I use Nord or another type of VPN. So many people are using VPNs because you're right, security is dubious on public Wi-Fi networks. The Glynet Beryl is a very clever little device. It's a travel router. You'll pick them up for about 110, 120 euros. And it's a tiny pocket-sized travel router. And what you do is you plug it in to your hotel room's internet and you create your own high-speed Wi-Fi network. And so it has a built-in VPN, so that's securing your data from hackers, but it's also, you bypass hotel device limits so you can, you know, have a whole family's devices, multiple devices connected at the same time. It's really kind of aimed at business travelers, but I think now if a family are traveling, it's a brilliant idea and it kind of creates a safe Wi-Fi zone for you wherever you're going to.
Okay, what's that called again?
That's the Glynet Beryl pocket router.
Okay, for 110 euro. Okay, you're not back with your smart water bottles again, are you?
And you continuously harangue me about my hydration and my keenness for it. Here I am sitting with a glass in your studio. Hydrate Spark Pro. Listen, I know people laugh at me for this. 80 euros for a water bottle, but it syncs to your iOS or your Android app and it tracks your hydration. And it has a little glowing night, little glowing light, and it reminds you when that you should drink so that you...
I never need to be reminded.
So you top up over the 24 hours and it's also, yeah, believe it or not, it's integrated into Apple's Find My system. So if you're an iPhone user, you can find your water bottle, which is very handy. And yes, it's expensive, but I think if you're in a hot country, you know, you've got to hydrate. So getting a little poke is not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay, and you still believe in the AirTags or the Tile Pros?
I do, and it's just you talking about having to go to look for the Dyson at the airport. If you'd had a Tile sticker on your bag, you could have checked your phone and seen exactly where it was. And so Apple make the AirTags, they're about 35 euros a piece. Tile make theirs, they start at around 20. But what I would say is Tile have kind of rebranded and they've added more products. And these are little devices that you can get. They go in your key ring, you can get a credit card size one, goes in your wallet. But they have these stickers that I think are brilliant. If you have an expensive camera or a drone or something like that, you apply it. You don't change the battery. They run out after a couple of years. But it allows you to find it using your phone, no matter where you are, because the community effect, there's kind of the wisdom of the crowd applied to this, so you can find your devices wherever they are. And if you subscribe, you can be notified if you leave it behind. So if you have it on your passport wallet and you leave the hotel, you'll get a little notification saying you've left your passport at the hotel. Things like that. It's very clever.
Okay. A portable travel vacuum compressor.
Now, these are very clever. As airline bags get smaller, or the carry-on bag allowance gets smaller, we've seen the Pacum travel vacuum compressor for 50 euros sounds like a great buy. I've seen a couple of these working and they're very clever. And so, you know, if you're a chronic overpacker, very useful. And basically you drop your clothes into the provided vacuum bag, you attach the device and it sucks all the excess air out in about a minute, 90 seconds. And you can increase the capacity of your suitcase by about 50%.
Yeah, but then are you going to overpack it as in it'll weigh too much?
Well, if it's clothes, not too much.
Okay.
You know, because your clothes won't weigh much. It's not like you're filling up with, you know, heavy goods. So, you know, you're well inside your 10 or 15 kilo bag. For 50 euros, Matt, it's a really good idea. It would cost you that to check in a bag with many airlines now.
Okay. Also, and God, this is an expensive one, but this is for people who go hiking. A Garmin inReach Messenger Plus satellite communicator, bringing your own satellite on your hikes.
I'm an advocate for it, given the world we live in. The inReach Messenger, they've actually been around for years, and there's a couple of these devices, but you know, if you're looking at these, have a look at the Garmin, because Garmin do satellites better than anyone really at the moment. So whether you're hiking in Iceland or you're driving through Morocco or skiing, or you've lost a mobile signal when you're in the Alps or something, this little device will still send messages and emergency SOS signals via satellite. And it works completely off grid. It uses the Iridium satellite network, which will get you pretty much a signal on anywhere on Earth. And you can also share your live GPS location. So you can check in every day if you're trekking or you're in South America, or, you know, young person in South America, you know, you, your mother or your parents get a text every day, shows you where...
I wish I'd known that last summer.
Shows them where you are. So whether you're a hiker or a camper or a solo traveller or whatever you're doing, yes, it's expensive, but they're very clever. And if you're going to be out of touch for a long time, I think it's a great idea.
And then finally, solar panels.
Solar panels. Company called BioLite, who've done tremendous work in Africa in bringing light and heat to communities there. They make a solar panel for about 100 euros. Another one that I like is the Big Blue solar panels that you see. These are so good now, Matt. When these went on sale initially, they were kind of gimmicky. They didn't really work. You know, they wouldn't charge your phone. Now they are superb.
You put them on the back of your backpack.
Exactly. You put it on the back of your backpack and they will charge your phone 100% during the day. They're foldable. They clip onto the backpack and you can recharge your phone. But ideally, recharge your power bank or your GoPro, your drone, whatever it is. There's USB charging, so you use your regular cable. They're weather resistant and they are surprisingly lightweight. And so for the money, I think they're a fantastic idea. Again, if you're going to be out of touch for a week or two.
Or if you're even down to electro picnic or something like
exactly.
that, a festival.
Outside the tent, hanging on the roof, charge up the phones in the morning.
Okay, we better leave it there. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word on Today FM.